感谢主的带领，两个多月没有在美国，终于回到我们的教会来。
Thank God for His guidance. I've been away for 2.5 months. I'm finally back in our church.
感谢神一路的带领。
Thank God for His guidance the entire time.
在东亚的教会，我们本会学习到很多的很宝贵的道理。
That I've learned many precious teachings in the East Asia.
这个道理是在这个侍奉。跟灵修方面的
and the teachings regarding servitude and also spiritual cultivation
这个释放呢关于他们的全入全时尽力的这样投入
and when they serve the Lord they serve with their whole heart
不管老的年轻的都是基督的精兵
whether they are young or old they are all soldiers of Christ
他们所需要的就是海外的代祷
What they need is the prayer of other brothers and sisters abroad.
迎接一切的挑战
So that they have the strength to receive, to encounter all challenges.
挑战所需要的勇他们所有的勇气之外还有就是需要有属灵来的这个知识
In addition to facing the challenges, they need the spiritual knowledge.
意思就是说如何的培养
In other words, how to cultivate themselves.
应用到他们很大的工厂
And how to utilize their facilities.
那他们是很愿意在原有基础上再来努力的。
And they're very willing to strive and hard to work for the Lord with what they have.
那灵修方面呢？那他们都可以做出一个很纯朴的、很善良的一个本性。
As far as spiritual cultivation, they have a they have a very innocent heart.
意思就是说心诚意真的要为主来侍奉培养自己。
In other words, they have a very sincere heart to cultivate themselves in order to serve God.
所以这些的美好的教训也这福音在心里头非常感谢神。
With these great teachings and these gospel, I truly give thanks to God.
那以后有机会求主耶稣再带领。
I hope that in the future, ask the Lord to continue to guide and the opportunity to go again.
今天早上我们请翻开约翰福音的第四章。
This morning, let's turn to Book of John, chapter 4.
我们从35节念起。
Start from verse 35.
到一直到38节。
35 to 38.
这一很短的四节经文里头。
In these short four verses.
发生在主耶稣跟门徒。与这个撒玛利亚的田面上头。
And this took place, on the field of Samaritan among, is with Jesus and his disciples.
那主耶稣叫门徒们说举目观看向田面来看到的是庄稼已经成熟了。
Lord Jesus tell the disciples to look and see the fields are ripe for harvest.
已经可以收割。
And that they are ripe for harvest.
那按照迦南地的农业生产活动这四月收小麦五月收大麦所以这是春天就说夏天要开始来收割的时节
According to the agricultural culture or industry in the land of Canaan in April they will harvest wheat and in May they will harvest barley so the summer is coming
那随着这之后呢就果园再来就是葡萄园
And after this, they will, the fruits will be ready to harvest, and follow that is the vineyard.
一直到最后的无花果
Until the end is the fig tree.
那就要进入到秋收冬藏的季节
Then they will enter into spring and winter, getting ready for winter.
所以你可以看到这是一个很重要的季节
So what you can see here is the importance of the seasons.
庄稼成熟可以收割
That is the harvest is the field is ripe for harvest.
但我们常常看到主耶稣的教训也蕴藏着两个层面
But when we study the teaching of Lord Jesus we often see there are two aspects to it
一方面就是事实上的这现实世界里头你所看到的这客观的情形
Superficially what you see is the phenomenon of the world
那意思就是说你看到田面成熟
In other words what you see is that the field is ripe
但是已经三四月间了
And because it's already March, April time
可主耶稣的话又指向另一个层面
But Lord Jesus words penetrates deeper
就是说属灵那方面的
And that is regards to spiritual aspect
所以他最后就说了
So Lord Jesus then said
收割的人得工价积蓄五谷到永生
Even now the reapers draw his wages Even now the harvest the crop for eternal life.
其实积蓄五谷是要纳入农仓里头。
The harvest of crop is to put it in the storage.
就在人间的这个农仓。
And that is the storage we see on earth.
预备到这个吹角日或者是赎罪日到了祝棚节这个第七个月的时节。
It's to last until July where they have the festival of tabernacle.
那就秋收了。
And that is the spring harvest.
祝棚节了。
And that is the festival of tabernacle.
要过冬了。
A tent. So they're getting ready to enter into the winter.
迎接一个春雨这个冬雨就是秋雨冬雨这个季节。
And they're ready, getting ready for the fall rain and the winter rain.
就是一个年头的再开始。
And that is the beginning of a new year.
可是主耶稣却说积蓄五谷不但在农仓是要到永生。
But Lord Jesus here says to reap, they draw the crop not to put in the storage, but rather put it into eternal life.
从现实世界的时间来谈。
So from the current perspective of this world,
主耶稣却指向着永远生命。
Lord Jesus yet is looking into the eternal life.
所以积蓄的五谷就不是普通的谷物了。
So when they harvest a crop, it's not the ordinary crops that we see.
那是指着我们人生的果实，就是属灵的果子。
It's referring to the crop of the spiritual fruit. In other words, we need to prepare that crop, the spiritual crop, for the future.
不但如此呢，主耶稣提出两个动作。
In addition to this, Lord Jesus also mentioned two actions.
一个播种的。
First is to sow.
一个收割的。
The second is to reap.
所以说这就包含着有开始跟结束的整个过程。
And what this encompasses is the process of beginning to the end.
也包含着首先在创业，在辛苦。在努力的人们。
This also refers to the sowers in the beginning where they work hard to sow the seeds.
那所谓的信仰的创始者。
And they are the sower of the faith.
或者说确实的信心跟爱心的开始。
Or they're the beginning of the faith and love.
但是要坚持到最后有另外一个收成的一个季节。
But if they persist to the end, there will be another season for reaping.
那就开始了另一端那结束。
And that is the end of one process, beginning of the other.
那整个劳动整个操作的过程有开始有最后。
So the entire process consists of the beginning and the end.
所以说这就从前面这教训里头，主耶稣把我们带到属灵的跟这个属肉这两个层面去了。
From the study regarding the field, Lord Jesus then take us into another level. That is the study of the spirituality.
我们记得主耶稣在马太九章也提过。
Will you remember that Lord Jesus mentioned in Matthew chapter 9?
其实一样的是田面的工作来谈的。
And he also draws teaching from study of the field.
九章同样的大概三十几节那里。35节那里。
In Matthew chapter 9 verse 35.
一样的35到38这有四节。
And again from verse 35 to 38, four verses.
主耶稣也在各乡各城在各会堂里头教训人。
Lord Jesus also went to various towns and villages in synagogues to preach the good news.
他嘴巴说的是宣讲天国的福音。
And in his lips speaks words of spreading the gospel of heaven.
他伸出他大能的手是医治各样的病症。
And he stretched out his mighty hands to heal all kinds of sicknesses.
他举目观看是四周的人看到那些受苦流离失所的人们。
So when he looked around, he had compassion among those who are harassed and helpless.
那他心里所感触的是一个悲悯的心情。
And what he feels in his heart is his pity towards them.
所以他就看到说，那神的工作，这个庄要收成庄稼工作的人太少了。
And what he realized that the workers to bring in the harvest is too few.
所以他刚才所做的动作。
And so all these actions that he did just now, and everything took place in the field of this world.
So he said,
So Lord Jesus said, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest field.
So
the work of the field, in order to bring in the harvest, and that belongs to our Heavenly Father.
虽然是在撒玛利亚的田面局部的地方。
Even though it occurs locally in the field of Samaritan.
可是指向着天父的庄稼一片世界的一个人心世界。
But that broadly can be referred to the heart of the men.
所以就在我们跟着主耶稣同处在这田面上头的时候。
So when we're here on the field with Lord Jesus.
我们看着田。
When we look at the field,
我们想着收成的事,
and when we think about the things of the bringing the crop of the harvest,
最重要的要属灵的关切是什么呢?
But what is the importance of the spiritual teaching?
啊, 那个属灵的关切就是说天父的庄稼。
The spiritual, importance is that this is a spiritual, harvest that belongs to God. Somebody must sow the seed. Others must reap. So this entire process is rather important. And this is the work of the, God of heavenly harvest.
那假定这起初跟最后都得到有效果的话,
so if the beginning and the end, the sower and the reaper are both effective,
那你就可以看到天面, 田面成熟,
then what you see is that the field is ready.
撒种跟那个播, 那个收成的是一同来享受这个欢乐,
and the sower and the reaper will glad, be glad together.
所以主耶稣又说,
so Lord Jesus then said,
前人种树, 后人乘凉,
and that the sowers will sow the seeds and the reapers will reap in joy.
那你前人的劳苦后人得到了这个收效。
And the reapers, the latter people will receive the hard work of the sower.
这种劳苦是互相来一同来分享的。
And so this kind of toil or hard work, they will be glad together.
可是这种欢乐也是互相欢乐来分分有的。
And they can share in such a joy together.
都要归荣耀给天父。
And all this joy means to give glory to God.
因此呢，劳动的人,
so the people that work,
是为了天父的庄稼,
it's because they work for the field of the Lord.
并不局限在这个田或那个田,
it's not limited to this field or that field.
所以就打破人间的藩篱,
and so that breaks down the boundary between men,
所设定的界限,
or the boundary that's set by men.
因为在不同的田里头,
because among all different fields,
大家一样的为天父的庄稼在收成, 在努力的,
everyone work just as hard for God's field.
所以乍看如此, 此这四节是这么说。
So if you look at these four verses, this is what it's teaching.
可是当我们在思考这迦南的土地，或者是土地的一部分的这撒玛利亚地。
But when we think about the field of Samaria or Canaan,
啊，因为它是一个神所应许的那个这个产业地。
Because this is a field of inheritance that's promised by God.
那我就进入到神起初在拣选或者契约。这个历史开始。
So we need to go back into the history, back to time of covenant.
因为人站在这土地上头。
Because when a man stands on this field,
他会回想到过去神怎么拣选，如何的跟选民，他们如何的来订约。
He think back on history, how God brought them to this field and set covenant with them.
因为这土地是宝贵的。
Because that land, it was precious.
也是神所赐的产业地。
In other words, that is the inheritance field given by God.
自从亚伯兰被拣选来跟神的立约的时候，
ever since Abraham was chosen to have a covenant with God,
那我们就看到两个主要的内容。
We see two important content.
一个就是迦南产业地。
First is regarding the inheritance land of Canaan.
第二个就是这个以色列民族的子孙。
And second is regarding the descendants of Israel.
那他们要根植在这个应许地上头来立足。
How they will take root on that field.
来发展。
And that they will grow from there.
来昌盛,
that they will be prosperous.
来享受神所赐的平安契约,
and they will receive the joy, the peace of covenant given by God.
所以你当站在这田面上头的时候,
so while you stand on that field,
你就想起神的契约历史,
you need to think about the history of the covenant of God.
你就会想到这宝贵的土地跟以及土地所收成的这五谷菜蔬的一些的恩惠。
And you need to think about this precious land and the grace of reaping the fruits and the vegetables on that land.
所以这个是看到田面的收这个播种跟收成的过程当中。
So when you see the process of sowing and reaping on that field,
你就会想起神是我们人感恩的一个对象。
You need to realize that God is somebody we need to give to be gracious for.
啊，那你虽然站在田面没有分，不是真的参与这个农事的这个操作。
If you stand on the field, you're not actually participating in the field work.
但是你想到你是这土地或者产业的一部分。
But if you realize that you're part of this inheritance, this field,
你也是也分享着对神的一个感恩。
You also share that thanksgiving towards God.
你也是一样的跟农夫一样的在赞美神的。
You're praising God just like the farmers are.
我们来看这《生命记》十一章。
Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
这个是有关神的赏赐的。 这个迦南地。
And this is regarding how God gives the land of Canaan to people.
请看《申命记》的十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11。
我们来看十一节。
Verse 11。
申命记十一章十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 11。
你们要过去得为业的那这个迦南地，乃是有山有谷，雨水滋润之地。
Verse 11, but the land you're crossing the Jordan to take possession of is a land of mountain and valley that drinks rain from heaven.
那十二节是耶和华你的神所眷顾的，从岁首到年终，耶和华你神的眼目时常看顾那个地方。
Verse 12, it is a land that the Lord your God cares for. The eye of the Lord your God are continuing on it from the beginning of the year to the end.
这个土地是人立足发展的。
So that land is for them to take root and grow.
得到昌盛，得到平安的地方。
And that is a piece of land that they will be prosperous and receive their peace.
这个最主要的源头是神的眼目时常看顾。
But the reason for that is because God's eyes is continuing on that land.
就是有山有谷，雨水滋润。
And this is a piece of inheritance land that is full of mountains and valleys.
是神所同在所赐福的。
And it's a land that is, has a God's abidance.
所以呢，当有收成的时候。
So when it comes to time for reaping.
那诗篇的作者就表达一种感恩跟欢乐的心情。
The psalmist, described that, with a thanksgiving and joyful heart.
我们来看诗篇六十五篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 65.
请看诗篇六十五篇。
Psalm 65.
第九节。
Verse 9.
六十五篇九节
，Verse nine，
你眷顾地，降下透地的时雨，使地大得肥美。神的河满了水，你这样的浇灌了地，好为人预备五谷。那你一直念下去，到十一节。
Till you continue to read till 11。
你恩典为年岁的冠冕，你的路径都滴下之油啊。所以滴在这旷野的草场上，小山以欢乐束腰，草场以羊群为衣服，谷中长了五谷，这些都欢呼的歌唱着。这里用欢乐的这种场面来描写这个整个产业地的收成。
Here use the words of joy to describe the reaping of the field.
因为有神降下及时雨。
Because God gives the heavenly rain.
所谓的秋雨到春雨的这个雨季。
And from the fall rain to the spring rain, the rain season.
那就再加上这个叫草场，这牧草上头的羊。
In addition to the flock on that field.
在农牧世界里头充满了神所赏赐的恩典。
So within the agriculture, you can see that it's full of God's grace.
所以农场牧地上的农地牧场上帝。
So on the agricultural land and the farmland.
Pasture.
And the pastures.
那你都可以看到一片欢呼。
Oh, you can see that there's joy everywhere.
因为神赏赐这个大地的美好的恩赐。
Because God gave them that piece of field, and gives them grace.
因此呢，百姓在面对着整个农业那这个生产的整个活动当中。
And so when the people are facing agricultural and all the works,
他们一定会想到神。
They must remember God.
一定会想到神的契约。
They must remember the covenant of God and the blessing of God.
他们就带着感恩回报的心情。
So with a joyful heart, they want to pay back to God.
把收成的物来献上给神。
They want to offer to God their reap of harvest.
于是乎，在利未记，在申命记二十六章。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 26,
就描写有一个带着这种历史昭告的一个信息。
And it has a message of proclaiming the history.
那请看申命记二十六章。
Deuteronomy chapter 26.
申命记二十六章从第一节看起。
Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 1.
一直到第十节。
To verse 10.
这里就简单描写，因为他们收成后，在他们在五谷那成长过程，那收成的第一个叫初熟节。
And here briefly describe that after they bring in the harvest, is the festival of harvest.
那就 first fruit.
It's the first fruit.
那就他们把初熟的 这个果实跟谷物献给神。
They bring the first fruit and the produce to give, and they give it to God.
那就是说表示说对神的奉献。
And that means that they're offering towards God.
但显出他们感恩的心情。
And that shows how gracious they are towards God.
那就在摩西五经里头记载着这个。那奉献给神，就从这个土产奉献给神的时候，有一段历史的昭告。
And in the Mosaic books, it has a history describing how they offer their produce and their possessions to God.
我们英文叫 Credo Statement 啊，就是这个动作里头有一个信仰的昭告。
And there is a Credo Statement in that history.
那我们来看26章。
Verse 26.
第一节开始。
Verse 1.
所以你进到神所赐你为业的这迦南地居住，那在你就把地面上所产的出属各种出属的土产盛在筐子里头，往神所指定的祭坛那里啊居所那里去。请看第三节。
Verse three，
你看到的祭坛和圣所的祭司就对他说，好，开始说了，我今日向神明认，我已经来到神向我们列祖启示应许所赐给我们的地。第三节说，我们等来到神所赐的迦南地。
Verse three, they've come to the land of the Lord, that is the land of Canaan.
那么你就是说第四节，祭司从你的手里头取过筐子来，放在神的坛前，那就是说放在神的祭坛前面。
In other words, then the priest put the on the altar of the Lord.
那这时候献奉献的人就要说以下的说辞。
Then the people that makes the offering need to say the following verse.
第五节就说你要在神的面前这么说。
And verse five, then you shall declare this before the Lord your God.
这个以下说辞就一直从第五节的下半句。
So what they say starts from the second half of verse five.
到了第十节的上半句。
To the top half of verse ten.
那说这一段说辞后，就把筐子放在神的面前。
So after they make such statement, then they will bring the basket in front of the Lord.
那么向神下拜。
Then they will kneel down.
那么在这个民间，或者说跟祭司们、跟寄居的人，要因神所赐的一切福分来欢喜快乐。
So the people in the world on the field and with the foreigners, they will gladly rejoice in the Lord.
但是说辞的重要性是在这儿。
So that the importance is in what they say.
请看第五节那里。
So verse five.
说我祖原是一个江王的亚南人，下到埃及去寄居。那么在那里人口稀少，神却使他们成了又大又强的人数又多的国民。第五节。
Verse five.
那第六节，但是埃及人苦待我们，苦害我们。那将苦功加在我们身上，所以第六节、第七节。
Verse seven。
那所以我们哀求神，神就听我们的声音，看见我们所受的困苦、劳碌、欺压。第八节。
Verse eight。
他就用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，跟大可畏的事跟神迹奇事，领我们出了埃及。第九节。
Nine。
将我们就引进到这牛奶跟蜜的地方这个地方赐给我们。第十节。
Ten。
那现在呢，神啊，我把你所赐给我地上出属的土产奉了来，所以到这里为止。
And so that concludes here.
就把筐子放在神的面神坛的面前。
Then they'll bring the basket before the Lord.
所以简单的一个奉献的动作。
So the simple action of offering.
从五谷菜蔬，从这出属的土产献给神的当中。
From the action of offering the first fruit and the produce to God.
其实一个历史的回顾。
This is a look back on the history.
这个是旧约时代一个很重大的一个神的救赎事件。
And this is a great event regarding salvation in the Old Testament.
就是出埃及。
And that is God led them out of Egypt. 就是
说从创世纪五十章的最后。
From after Genesis chapter 50.
他们下到埃及。
After they went down to Egypt to live there.
这个出埃及记的首篇。
Until the beginning of Exodus.
那他们发展。
And how they have grown.
强大。
How they became strong.
然后埃及人开始加苦工苦害他们。
And that the Egyptians began to add work to them and mistreated them.
然后神就差遣摩西。
And God sent Moses.
拯救他们出埃及。
To save them and led them out of Egypt.
到了出埃及记十二章最后一节就说。
So when it comes to Exodus chapter 12, last verse.
逾越节那个晚上。
The evening, the night of Passover.
那就说神的军队离开了埃及。
God's army and had exited Egypt.
那就进到红海边。
And that they went to the border of Red Sea.
那就进到旷野。
Then they enter into the desert.
那整个40年的流荡的这旷野的生活。
So they began their wandering in the desert for 40 years.
最后约书亚进那里。
Then in the book of Joshua, they finally entered into Canaan.
这整个过程,
so in this entire process,
都是用这一个神用大能的手跟伸出来膀臂跟大可畏的事跟神迹奇事领他们出埃及进入迦南。
It describes how God stretched out his mighty hands and used terrors and miraculous signs and led them out of Egypt.
那有这种神的大作为,
with such great works of God,
他们才有福分来享受迦南地。
Then they have the blessing to enjoy the land of Canaan.
他们能够立足在迦南地这个产业上头。
And they can take stronghold onto the land of Canaan.
才可以享受神所赐的这个及时雨。
They can enjoy the heavenly rain given by God.
那就是何西阿书二章所说的。
And that's in Hosea chapter 2.
就是神应允天。
And that God gives them the heaven.
那天应允地。
And God, and the heaven gives earth.
Promises.
God's, the heaven promises the earth.
那就神应允天降下时雨。
And God promises the heaven will bring the rain.
Tiny rain. 然后在这个及时雨就让他们出了土产。
And with a timely rain, there is a produce.
所以神天这个土地。
So the order is God, heaven, and earth.
那么人就享受神的恩。所赐给的这个土产。
So the men can enjoy the produce that's given by the heaven.
所以当你在地面上。
So when we're living on the earth.
举目观看整个田。
When we raise our eyes and look at the entire field.
跟收成的这个谷物。
And you look at the crops.
你在仰望，这这仰头向着天看。
And you look up into the heaven.
你会感激的。
You will give thanks to God.
你会祷告感谢神的。
You will pray and give thanks to God.
难怪这个奉献的人。
No wonder the person that brings the offering.
就把这个初熟的果谷土产放在神的祭坛前的时候。
And when he placed the basket of the first fruit in front of the altar.
不会忘记信仰。
That he will not forget about his faith.
就是说他的圣是生活跟神的拯救历史。
And that his life has everything to do with God's salvation.
是连接在一起的。
And they are connected.
就是说我祖原是江王的亚兰人。
And that my Lord was from the, was Armenian.
将他下到埃及受埃及人的辖制苦害。
And that he went down into Egypt and was mistreated by the Egyptians.
那我们呼求哀告的声音神垂听了。
So when they call upon God, God heard their cries.
所以我们就在摩西的带领下神的大能膀臂之下呢我们出了埃及。
So with the guidance of Lord Jesus and the guidance of outstretched hand of God, they exited Egypt.
被领进到这迦南牛奶跟蜜的地方。
They went into land of Canaan where there's fill of honey and milk.
才可以得到生存发展昌盛的地步。
Then they can set foothold and they can grow and be prosperous.
所以这一段的说辞。
So with this description,
是一个信仰的昭告。
This is a proclamation of their faith.
这一段的说辞。
So these verses
也昭示了他们不忘恩。
Also shows that they are gracious.
他们能够追本溯源。
That they know how to trace back to their origin.
这一段说辞
so these passage,
也把他们生活跟神都连接在一起
it connects their faith with God
而且以感恩
and also with thanksgiving heart with a heart of payback
而且呢一些欢乐的来享受
and that they enjoy everything with a joyful heart
所以这个田
so this field
这个地
this land
人献上的初熟产品
And that men offer the produce of the first fruit.
就会发生在这个很重要的这个旧约的三个大季节在其中的一个收割节。
And that this will take place in one of the three major festivals in the Testament that is.
我们来看出埃及记二十三章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 23.
出埃及记二十三章。
Exodus 23.
这里会跟申命记十六章。
This well corresponds with Deuteronomy chapter
16
or Leviticus chapter
23
and these three books all mention the festivals they must hold
那百姓要向神来守节期
and that the people must hold these three annual festivals to God
每年有除酵节
that every year there will be Feast of Unleavened Bread
就是第一个月的第十四号的晚上
and that is the 14th day of the first month
然后随着有一个礼拜的除酵节
Then there will be a week of Feast of unleavened bread.
那这个这简单这两个节气称为除酵节。
And so these two, together is called the feast of, unleavened bread.
那再看十六节。
And verse 16.
第二个节气叫收割节。
The second is the feast of harvest.
就从逾越节晚上。
It's from the Passover.
算七个七。
Is seven times seven.
意思就是说七个礼拜。
In other words, it's 7 weeks.
49天以后的第二天叫五旬节。
The second day after 49th night, 49 nights is the Pentecostal day.
50天。
And that is the 50th day.
那也叫这收割节。
50th day is also the feast of harvest.
那他们要种田间果园里所种劳碌得来出熟的物。
That they will harvest the first fruit of the crops.
要献给神。
And they will offer that to God.
所以才有刚才利未记，生命记26章的这样献给神，在说辞，那在追溯神的恩典。
And that's why in Deuteronomy chapter 26, they make the first offering to God and they say their passage.
因为都是神的缘故，他的恩典的赏赐的缘故。
And it is because God and His grace.
那人劳碌所得来的初熟应该献给神。
And that the fruit of our hard labor is called the first fruit that belongs to God.
这是第二个很重要的节气。
So that is the second important annual festival.
第三个叫收藏节。
The third is the,
收藏节26章的16节。
Verse 16 is the feast of ingathering.
就是说收到农场里头。
In other words, they bring in the crop into the storage.
这就是他们的这个犹太历的第七个月。
And that is in the land of Jews, it's a seventh month.
那这个月里头有三个节期。
In that month, there are three festivals.
7月第一个日子叫做吹角节。
The first, day of that seventh month is the Feast of Trumpet.
那再来第十天的这个 Yom Kippur, 就是那个赎罪日。
The tenth day is the day of redemption.
最重要的第十五日到第二十一日。
The most important is the day 15 to day 21.
就是叫祝棚节 Sukkot, 这个祝棚节。
Is the feast of tent.
所以这样说来这个逾越节。
So, Passover,
再来五旬节,
then the Pentecostal day, then the Feast of a Tent.
这三个重要节期,
these three important feasts,
他们应该向神来守,
they need to hold these feasts to God,
来纪念神的恩典,
so that they remember the grace of God.
因为这个逾越节晚上, 他们就门面门框涂着这羔羊的血。
Because on the evening of the Passover, the door frame to their post is covered with blood.
那么当这个灭命的天使来击杀所有的投生投胎的这人畜的时候。
When the angels strike against the firstborn of all men and animals.
那是他们就看到这个血可以逾越而过去。
And when they see the blood on the doorpost, then they pass over the house.
那么他们就在这埃及地得到神的保守。
So in the land of Egypt, they receive protection of God.
所以这预表着主耶稣的宝血。
So this foreshadows the blood of Lord Jesus.
也是预表着神的这个救赎的大事件。
This also foreshadows the great salvation plan of God.
那么五旬节对龙氏来说,
the Pentecostal gate to these people,
因为是要收成了,
because they will harvest.
就是说四月五月收小麦大麦,
and that is in April and May they will harvest barley and wheat.
他们一直要收成,
that they will continue to reap in their harvest.
田间果园的这个作物,
and they will bring harvest of the produce in the field.
到了最后的葡萄园跟无花果,
until the latter part, they will bring harvest from the fig tree and the vineyard.
跟着收藏节。
So the feast of harvest and the feast of ingathering,
也就是农事，那叫农业生产活动的一个起始。
And so this is the event occurs in the agricultural industry. Until at the end when it's all finished.
那这个就是神从岁首到年终所眷顾的。
And so this is what God watches over all year round.
所以因为这是神所赏赐的迦南美地。
And because this is the beautiful land of Canaan that's given to them by God.
难怪神是他们所应该感恩的对象。
No wonder God is the person that they need to give all thanksgiving to.
那从这一段的记载。
So from this recording.
从主耶稣在田面所教导的。
From what Lord Jesus taught them in the land, in the field.
其实是在当时 时的门徒看来
，to the disciples at the time
是实在的，这已经要收成的一个季节。
What they see is a season that is ready for harvest.
是他们生活在信仰的历史当中。
They were living in the history.
也知道神所赏赐的这以色列地。
They also know that the land of Israel that God had promised them.
他们也明白的是很深刻的体会到。
And that they have deeply experienced
信仰昭告所说的这神的大这个大救赎事件
And they have experienced the great salvation plan of God
出埃及
And that is Exodus out of Egypt
同样的心情
So with the same heart
感念神恩典
That they think about and reminisce about the grace of God with the same expectation
他们知道要收成了
They know that it's time for harvest
主耶稣在这田面上就加了这个属灵的一个层面
But on that field, Lord Jesus also taught them the spiritual teaching
就说要收成积蓄五谷谷到永生了
That is, they need to bring the crop but store it for eternal life
就把历史进入到这个永恒的这个层面去
So that brings a history right into the eternity
就变成属灵的操作属灵的收成
That is the spiritual harvest and the spiritual reaping
就会进到新约所强调的这个田面就世界跟人心的这个层面
So they will enter into the teaching of the New Testament that is the harvest is the land of a man's heart
所以你就要撒种
So we must sow the seed
主耶稣在马太13章说出撒种的比喻
Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 13 tell us about the parable of sowing
那这个撒种在人的心里头
We have to sow seeds in the field of men's heart
这个内心的世界
And that is in the inner heart of all men
那所以谁要撒种
So we have to sow seeds
要出去播种
We have to go out and sow seeds
带着这神的福音的种子
And that we bring with us the seeds of the gospel
那每个人都要成为播种或者撒种或收成的人们
Every one of us needs to be a sower and a reaper
因为这是一个在天父的庄稼
Because this is a heavenly father's crop
所谓的这个敬虔生命跟敬虔的事业了
And that this is a work of faith
啊，那就说这是在彼得后书说的生命跟敬虔的事业了。
And this is in recording Second Peter
啊，就是生命 in eternal life
is a work of eternal life
跟 devotion 跟那个是宗教的情虔的情操敬虔的事业
and also our spiritual devotion
啊，所以说这个工作需要做的
and so this is a work that must be completed
因此呢，我们站在前面也会跟门徒一样的听取主耶稣的教训
So as we stand in this field We will be just like the disciples Listening to Lord Jesus' teachings
我们会学着说把生活现实跟神的生命跟敬虔事业连接在一起
We will learn to connect our life Our reality with God's with devotion and eternity
我们会超越这农夫的这样的播种跟收成的动作
And we will surpass the action of sowing and reaping
我们会进入到历史
We will go back into the history
进入到我们献身在属灵事业上本分的工作
and go into our duty in this spiritual life
所以我们也需要做福音的播种者
so we need to be a sower of the gospel message
要人类灵魂的收割者
we need to be the reaper of the soul of people of everyone's spirit
因此主耶稣说积蓄五谷到永生就是这个道理了
this is a teaching when the Lord Jesus said that we will bring the crop for eternal life
所以我们应该感念主的恩典
so we need to remember Lord's grace
像旧约时代的百姓一样
just like the people in the Old Testament
他们会翻出这个生命记第八章所说的
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8
先来看生命记八章
Deuteronomy chapter 8
从十一节到十九节
verse 11 to 19
这是很好的提醒
this is a great reminder for us
说虽然神赏赐给我们这迦南美地
that even though Lord Jesus gave them this land of Canaan
有无水雨水滋润的这样的田产
and it's a land that has nourishment from the rain
但是要戒备啊
but we have to be careful
请看十一节
verse 11
第八章十一节
chapter 8 verse 11
你要谨慎免得忘记耶和华你的神不守他的诫命恩典章律例第十二节
12
恐怕你吃得饱足建造美好的房屋居住第十三节
13
你牛羊加多你金钱增添所有的都全部在加增那十四节
14
在这种情景下你就心高气旺气傲忘记耶和华你的神就是你将你从埃及为奴之家领出来的这大有作为的这个神好再看十七节
17
那 恐怕你心里说，这祸才是我力量，是我能力得来的。十八节。
18。
你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得祸财的力量是他给你的，是为了要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约，像今日一样。请看19节。
19。
你若忘记耶和华你的神，追从别的神去侍奉，你一定灭亡。这是我今天一直在警戒你们的。
And this is something that I is warning everyone today.
在田面上操作农夫。
And the workers that worked in the field.
以及享受土产的人们。
And also the people that enjoy the produce.
那他们要记住一个神恩。
They must remember God's grace.
是如何的浩大的。
And remember how great is God's blessings.
神的赏赐之间有一个附带的条件。
And with God's blessing comes with a condition.
就是要谨慎，不要忘记神。
That is, they must be careful and not forget God.
不要心高气旺，忘记神的赏赐。
And they cannot grow proud and forget about the blessings of God.
以为是人的能力，人的才干所得来的。
And they should not mistaken that this is the work of their hands.
要定记到，知道是神的赏赐。
If they know that this is given by God,
也知道神的托付,
and they also know about the commission given by God, then you will forget about yourself, then you will learn to give thanks, glory to God, and you will do everything given to you as your duty.
撒种,
and so they go out and sow the seeds, and they will go and reap the harvest.
就是天父的庄稼,
because this is the field of heaven, Heavenly Father.
今天所要的是要被神打发的工人.
So today the workers are sent by God.
都要尽力的.
We need to try hard.
所以主耶稣在田面上其实指出一个历史.
And on the field, the Lord Jesus point out a history.
就出埃及得迦南,
and that is exit out of Egypt and enter into land of Canaan.
天如应允, 应允地,
and that God promises heaven and heaven promises earth.
那么地如何的出五谷菜蔬,
and how the earth makes produces.
那么人的收成,
and men can reap the produce.
当把十分之一, 当把初熟的果物或是土产,
so we must give the first fruit and the tenth of our harvest,
那奉献给神,
we need to give that to God.
但要记住一点,
but we have to remember a point,
在奉献给神的当中,
that when we give this offering to God,
包含着你个人家庭的信仰历史,
and this should has to do with your family faith or personal faith,
就是信仰的历史,
and that is the journey of your faith,
也是整个这个全属神的这个会众或选民的一个得拯救的一个历史。
And it's a history regarding the congregation, the chosen people.
不可忘记神恩典。
That is, we cannot forget about the grace of God.
所以你会说出一个说辞出来。
So from there, you will say the passage.
就做出一个很明确的一个信仰昭告。
And that is, you will make a very clear proclamation regarding your faith.
那就是神所喜悦的。
That is, will be pleasing to God.
所以主耶稣在田面上。
So on the field,
我们可以看到这四节的记载。
Lord Jesus on the field, we can see these, this recording.
但是我们可以穿梭这个时空。
But we can go back in time.
追溯到历史的本源。
We can go back to the origin of this history.
我们得到这属神的教训。
Then we'll learn the spiritual teaching.
我们就知道如何的来操作。
Then we'll know how to act based on this.
来收成。
We learn how to sow and how to reap.
我们如何的来报恩。
How can we repay God?
来追想神。
How can we reminisce upon the salvation history of God?
如何的警惕自己?
And then from there, how can we remind ourselves?
不可徒受神恩典。
And that we cannot receive God's grace in vain.
我们跟主耶稣站在田面上就有价值了。
So as we stand on the field with Lord Jesus, it will be a valuable experience.
我们来唱诗283首。
So now we'll sing hymn 283.